National governments ensure political will at central and local levels. Recognize that CFMP exists and ensure that the well-being and empowerment of girls who are affected by the practice are prioritized. Ensure accountability and work to bring effective change on multiple levels to their lives. Deal with the root causes. Develop context-specific, rights-based local interventions that aim to effectively deal with the root causes of CFM. While these should tackle the economic causes, there should be recognition and action to counter other root causes, including the influence of culture and religion. This should include ensuring a culture of respect for women and girls, equality, and the elimination of discrimination in all aspects of life: economic, political, social, and environmental. Ensure data is used for decision-making on prevention and ensuring the well-being of those already married. Address insufficient data collection processes to present a more holistic understanding of the conditions of those affected by CFM, including their access to basic needs, health, education, and the impact of violence. Ensure adequate and robust data generation, including information generation on CFM, the extent and changes. Having clearer definitions of CFM in data gathering instruments, and in data presentation on children and adolescents. Instate the legal age of marriage at 18 years for all. Remove exceptions related to the minimum age of marriage and establish a minimum age of marriage for girls and boys of 18 years. Furthermore, equalize the minimum age for marriage for boys and girls. Ensure legislative measures are in place and enforced. Revise existing legislation on marriage registration, remove the influence of religious courts on marriages, such as Sharia courts, and enforce a legal age of marriage without exception, including religious exceptions. Enact and enforce legislation for birth and marriage registration by a competent authority and provide services for this registration at no cost. Implement measures so that those affected by CFM can seek assistance and redress. Equip available mechanisms that aim to address violence against women and girls to expand their provision of assistance to girls affected by CFM. Ensure that all these measures are adequately resourced in order to function and offer services. Influence budget allocation in order to ensure that a comprehensive and inclusive approach, including health, education, social, and economic services, are enabled. Ensure education for all, including skills development and CSC, ensure access to quality free universal formal education at primary and secondary levels, including comprehensive sexuality education for all young people. Ensure comprehensive sexuality education for all, make CSC available in both formal and non-formal sectors and ensure the development of unbiased curricula. Provide training for the delivery of CSC, including countering the influence that judgmental attitudes of teachers can have, in an effort to provide CSE for all. Ensure SRHR for young people, reform laws and policies that restrict young people's access to essential SRH services and information, including those related to spousal consent, access to safe abortion services, and access to contraception services and STI prevention and treatment services. Ensure legislation and enforcement of legislation on domestic violence and intimate partner violence, including marital rape. Focus on girls, invest in empowerment and leadership programs that target and include girls. Engage girls, ensure efforts are implemented to galvanize the agency of girls, which should be encouraged, recognized, and supported as part of addressing the problem. Empower girls who are already married, recognize that the girls who have already been married continue to suffer the consequences of the practice, and advocate and program for them, their well-being, and the realization of their potential. Page 33. Address the influence of family, parents, the extended family, and caregivers, hold them accountable and change their attitudes and perceptions through awareness raising, not just in terms of laws, but also by educating them on the long-term effects of CFM on girls.